Well, it's a special time once again now for a special hotline, the one we have every so often when there's nothing else to do. That's what I'm talking about. This is Your Life, in which we pick a member of our audience and everyone they've ever known calls in and talks about them. Anecdotes from the past, right? You know, This Is Your Life. Remember that famous show? And they had people and they had people calling in, and you try and guess who it is because you don't even know who this is calling in. And it's a wonderful thing, and it's gratifying and heartwarming. And then we give you a washer and dryer. No, you don't get a washer. That's queen for a day. I'm sorry. And I have selected here, after careful study, for This Is Your Life, right now, congratulations, Eileen from Lancaster, Wisconsin. This is your life. Come on down, Eileen from Lancaster, Wisconsin. Here she is. Eileen, she just uses the one name. This is your life, Eileen, come on. Okay, I guess a lot of the calls, a lot of the people that you've known will be in the Lancaster area there, western Wisconsin, right?
Possibly not.
Possibly not, because yeah. you've been all over, really, haven't you?
Well, I grew up in Poinette.
In Poinette, for just one place out of many that Eileen. Could we give your last name, Eileen? Would you mind?
Dushek Monty.
Okay, you give it every so often because I can't say that. Dushek Monty?
Dushek with a K.
Dushek.
And then Monty.
With a Monty with an I or a Y?
M-A-N-T-H-E.
Okay, I'll just put a Y there so I can say it right. Eileen Dushek Monty, this is your life. So it's a number to call right now if you know Eileen Duchette Monty.
The number to call is 1-800-942-5669.
Of course, Eileen, you grew up in Poinette.
Yes.
And went, of course, to Poinette School for many, many years.
I did.
Starting at Poinette Grade School.
Well, I went to Arlington Grade School.
Arlington Grade School.
And then in third grade, we moved into Poinette. So yeah. We all went to Poinette.
Yeah, sorry. Was it a big transition for you? Did you make a lot of lifelong friends there when you made the transition to Poinette School?
Well, I did. It was the same school district, but Arlington was one of the smaller schools.
Yeah.
And then everybody came into Poinette after that.
And at that school at that time, who was your favorite teacher? I think I know the answer to this one.
At Arlington or Poinette?
At Poinette Grade School. It was, kind of took you under wing.
Miss Butler.
Miss Butler. Miss Butler. And, of course, many of Miss Butler's students are still, they've probably left, a lot of them have left Poinette. But they're everywhere now, and I'm sure I'll be hearing from a lot of them at, what's that number again? Because the phones are not ringing so far.
The number is
Eileen Dushek Monty. This is your life.
That's right. If you'd like to call in with memories, the number is 1-800-942-5669.
That's right. And we'll be hearing a lot of those people, I think, from Poinette. Then, of course, the middle school was a big transition, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we went up the ramp.
Went up the ramp. Oh, was that close?
It was all connected.
It was all connected. Of course it was. I don't know what I'm thinking of. And in middle school, you made friends that you have kept for life in middle school.
I hope so, yes. Yes, I have. I have.
Some of those people that you recall offhand that you were closest to.
Julie and Sonia and Vicky.
Julie and Sonia.
And Maureen.
Of course. Maureen. And you got involved in many school activities in the middle school.
I did.
Yes. Oh, and matter of fact, here's a voice you're going to remember. Hi.
Hello.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
This is Tim.
Tim? You remember Tim? Tell us a little thing that happened many years ago, and she'll start to put this together, Tim. Oh. Might have been for another reason. Yeah.
I have a cousin named Jim.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Does that ring a bell? It's Mike.
I guess.
From Lancaster.
Yes. Mike.
Yeah. That one. Mike. Mike.
It's not hump day.
I know.
Oh, some memories of Eileen back in those days in Lancaster, Mike.
Oh, she's a dear friend of ours.
Yes.
We're in theater together.
In theater together. Excellent.
Yep. And we went to the same church. She and her husband, Bill, are up there for their anniversary, so spoil them rotten.
Okay. So, and just some memories. What's one of your favorite memories with Eileen? Something that occurred that's still somewhat amusing after all these years.
There was a time that she and a couple of her friends pranked our house for about 3 months before Christmas.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, no. It had to be longer than that because it started before Thanksgiving.
Oh, Mike.
We'd come home and we'd find stuff on the porch and stuff in our cars, and it was quite a hoot.
Yeah. And then did you, was it returned then? Did you get her back, Mike?
Got some of them back. I don't think I ever got Eileen back.
Nope.
So that's still going to happen, I think, am I?
Well, she and her husband aren't gone for the weekend, so.
Yeah. Okay. How about that, Mike?
I love Mike.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
Okay. But there's more. Mike, that was a wonderful memory for Mike and for the plays and everything. But there's, I think you're going to call this name, Say Hello to Eileen. Hi. Yes, go ahead. Say hello to Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. This is Joanne. I was Zilmer, and now I'm Alan. And I babysat for your family when your mother went to the hospital to have you.
Oh, to have me?
When you were ahead.
So, don't you have, like, maybe six siblings?
I do have six other siblings.
Yes, and I babysat. I took care of your father. I would come home at lunchtime and help, and I made all the meals for the kids and everything, and your mom was in the hospital having you.
Well, thank you.
You don't remember? I guess you were a little young.
I was a little young.
And what kind of a baby was, a young baby was, Joanne? Eileen.
Well,
I forget everybody's name. It's not just you. Yes.
I left when she came home.
Oh, you did. So you never did. You actually did. You get to see her when she came home?
I don't think I saw her. No,
okay.
But I've lived in the area and I've seen all of the siblings grow up.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of fun.
Well, that's quite. So it's like a prequel. It's a Eileen prequel, and you actually babysat while she was being had, and then isn't that something, Joanne?
Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joanne, for calling in. Okay, that's so cool. And Eileen
Dushek
Monty.
Yes.
Yeah, and so your many friends are still out there, and that was unusual to hear from her after all these years.
It was. That was pretty cool.
You never actually got to meet, but in the intervening years, she's probably seen you around.
Probably
around, and then of course we go to high school there in are we still
in Poinette?
Still in Poinette?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in high school, many activities. What was your favorite school activity? Was it drama at that point as well?
No, I actually didn't do any drama in high school. I was in band and chorus and cheerleading and track.
You were in everything.
I was in a lot of different
things. What's that number again? Because we want to get on the...
The number is 1-800-942-5669.
Okay, it's number to call, and I'm sure that a lot of those people out there from all those activities you were in. You were in cheerleading and all those other things, and band as well?
All those other things, and band. Band and chorus.
Isn't that a conflict of interest? If the band is playing on a game and we'd have to run back and forth?
We did.
Really?
Yeah, we cheered during the game, and then at halftime and pregame, we were on the field.
You have to make a quick change somewhere?
No, just in our cheerleading uniforms.
You played in the band in your cheerleading uniforms?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What and your instrument was?
Clarinet.
The clarinet. Okay, mm-hmm. Very cool. And how was the team that year? I'm sure I'll be hearing from many of the people what year was this? This class of the...
Class of 1980.
1980. Yeah. At Poinette.
Yeah.
Good team class. That year?
I think so. That was a long time ago, Michael.
Yeah. Well, we'll be hearing from some of them. What is that number again? Duquette Monty.
The number again is
hotline
1-800.
And this is your life.
425669, also known as 1-800-WANO or 1-800 Quack Now.
Okay. Yeah. Those phones are ringing. Now, of course, we know that you are an editor and writer. for the Dominican Sisters.
I am.
Yeah. And what sort of writing and editing are you doing there?
We have a couple of magazines. One goes out to the sisters and one goes out to the donors. And I write a lot of stories for both of those. I help with the appeals that go out, do the interviews for those. I write all the press releases for all the events that are happening at the Mound.
And did school prepare you for some of these skills and skill sets and so forth?
Sure. I went to University of Wisconsin Platteville.
Platteville! I'm sure it was John was from Platteville, you know.
Is he?
You know the Tulings from...
I don't.
No? Okay. Well, here's a voice that you're going to remember. And this is going to be very special. And, okay, it's still being... There it is. Okay. See if you remember Annette. Hello? Annette?
Hello? Yes?
And what are some of your memories of Eileen?
You know what? I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I just got in my car.
Oh,
okay,
I see.
Fill me in.
You don't know Eileen?
And I don't know Annette.
Oh, okay. You're in Michigan, I guess, huh?
I am in Michigan.
Yeah.
Are you from?
Me? I'm from around here, but... She's from Lancaster. Do you know any Eileens or anything? Italian Dominican Sisters?
No, but I know some Dominican Sisters. My aunt was a Dominican Sister.
There you go. Okay. And where was she one?
In various parts of Michigan.
Various parts of Michigan.
Was she an Adrian? Was she an Adrian Dominican?
I don't think she was in Muskegon, in Grand Rapids, in Beale City, which is a teeny tiny, my hometown.
Okay, so she was a traveling Dominican sister.
Most of them are.
Yeah, traveling, teaching Dominican.
Okay.
A teacher.
Okay, well, thanks, Annette. Thanks for that.
Hey.
Okay, talk to you a little later, perhaps. Well, Eileen, I guess that's all the time we have right now, for This Is Your Life, Eileen Duchette. Monty, did I finally get it right?
You finally did.
Really close. We have all kinds of wonderful prizes for you, though, for being on This Is Your Life. And what are they, Sarah?
Well, to start with, you can ward off the chilly winds of fall with fine wines from the Wollersheim Winery, makers of Wine of the Year at the San Diego International Wine Competition, and then travel to exotic lands through the magic sound of Jerry Baker's, rather Becker's CD, Wrong Way Charlie's Safari Adventure, and amuse yourself cheering boring sermons, playing church bingo, looking for things such as blessings and sin from Say Cheese Designs.
There you go. Perfect. This Is Your Life. Eileen Duchette, Monty, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Calls are still coming in. We just don't know.
Okay.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
All right. This calls for a little number.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What do you think about going to just... I'm not saying the bass isn't a wonderful instrument, but I could see a ukulele there. You know, it's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it's definitely crowd pleaser.
Not that a bass isn't. I mean, there's a big audience for bass.
There is?
Yeah, no, there is.
I mean, there is.
No,
there
a
is.
Lot of people come for the bass.
Of course
bass.
There is.
I'm just thinking a lot more people would come for a ukulele, probably.
Yeah, they might, yeah.
Any thoughts on this? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, can't we just keep them both?
Well, can you play a ukulele? Cause it's...
My daughter's taking lessons. I could start.
Can your daughter play? We could have her in here and probably
yeah.
a lot cheaper.
Yeah, forget about Jake. We got to get Gianna.
Gianna, yeah.
And she could be the Jake of the ukulele. Yeah.
In fact, we wouldn't need a piano then either, come think of it.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not sure.
Covers both
maybe
bases.
Maybe not that good of an idea, really.
Both bases pretty easily.
Ukulele could get maybe old after a while. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, all right. So what do you got for us here?
This is called The Jam.
The Jam. Yeah. John Tulling, Jeff Hammond on the bass.